This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, DZ. So the question of the day is, if you were given $1,000 to spend on your closest friend, what would you get them? And I already know my answer. So feel free to think about this for a second and process. And it could be one of your best friends. It could be your wifey or your significant other. It can be whoever. Yeah. If you were given $1,000 to spend on your closest friend, what would you get them? Now, you can text or call 414-533-1037. I am going to get my best friend a therapist. I said what I said, and she knows who she is.
No, that feels accurate. That feels right. Like therapy is important, and it's also not cheap.
Yeah, let me turn down my camera over here. Okay, there we go. Yeah, no, it's not cheap, and that's a bit of a dig at her right now because I told her yesterday she needs some coping skills. So I'm getting her a therapist. That's what I'm getting her, and I'm not saying
$3,000.
I'm not saying I'm one to talk. I'm just saying because I go to therapy as well. So if you were given $1,000,
I think you are one to talk. Then you go to therapy. You're thinking, hey, girl, you need a therapist.
Girl,
trust me,
girl.
Trust me from someone who's got one.
And it's still a work in progress 10 years later. If you were given $1,000, yeah, that is the point. That is the point. What would you spend?
If you think it's going to get solved, it ain't going to happen. I like that. Therapy with $1,000. Ooh.
I mean, I'm not even
she's
trying.
Gonna need a couple more. She's going to need a few more friends, though.
She's going to think I'm being shady, but I really am getting her a therapist. That's my final answer. What's yours?
And who whoever this is, just know I have no idea who you are. So
lucky for her, I have a lot of besties. Ha ha.
That part. Man, honestly, do I have to get somebody something?
Yes.
Like, can't just give them $1,000?
No. DZ, you're defeating the whole purpose. If you were given $1,000 to spend on your closest friend, what would you get them? Think about it for a second, and I'm totally going to go to the phones right now and just wing it. Screw it. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Kelly in Sussex.
Oh, looky here, DZ. It's Kelly. This is not the one I told to get a therapist.
Okay.
She's already got one, okay?
I was gonna say, Kelly got one. She's good.
She's good.
Well, I know about good.
Well,
she's got one.
DZ, none of us are good, okay?
Let's be clear. I was gonna say, I know about good, but
let's
she's
be
got
clear.
A therapist.
All right, Kelly, if you were given $1,000 to spend on your closest friend, what would you get him?
It wouldn't cost $1,000, but I would get them an air compressor for their tires.
You know what, Kelly? Goodbye. I love you. Goodbye. Bye. She's so cute. She saved me over the weekend. She showed up with an air compressor. So I love that. And then she sent me the link to show me it was only $122 when I got the flat tire.
Milwaukee 2, $100. Get one.
Kelly, you saved the day. Thank you. I appreciate you. Love you.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye. If you missed that, we talked about my flat tire yesterday on the show. So you have to go and listen back on the Odyssey app. It was really wild. And Kelly did save the day with her air compressor. And I don't even need $1,000. That was only $100. So now what?
I mean, you get yourself 10 of them bad boys at that rate.
Okay, so what are you buying? Did you decide yet? DZ?
Oh, yeah.
Did you say?
I was just trying to figure it out.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if you had an answer.
You kept cutting me off. Dang it.
My bad.
You kept asking me and then went to the phone. Asked me again and then, like, do you want me to answer or not?
I do now. Go.
Okay. Because I was just asking clarifiers. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That was all.
Okay.
I'd spend $1,000 on my best friend being my wife. And that's not corny. That's just, she's my best friend. She's my rock.
But then what would you spend? What would you buy? You got to have an answer.
I'd get her. Dang, man, let me get there. Like, can I share my story? Can I get mine? Like, come on, son. Like,
yes, go.
I'd get her $1,000 worth of haircuts.
You would? Oh, yeah. $1,000. Well, that's only going to get her three because I'm a woman.
Hey, man, that's what I gave her, $1,000 worth of haircuts.
Very nice. Okay, so you're getting your haircuts. I'm getting my bestie a therapist. Kelly's buying a tire compressor, which was a dig at me, but whatever. And we want to know what you're going to be buying your besties. I'll open the text here. I haven't even opened those yet. We're going to read those and talk to you guys next. You're giving $1,000. What are you buying your bestie?
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so the question of the day is, if you're given $1,000 to spend on your best friend, what are you going to buy them? I said I was going to get my friend a therapist. DZ, you said you're going to buy your wife haircuts.
Three right? haircuts, to be exact.
That's all it'll get her with women's hair nowadays. Let's be real. I mean...
Or two and some shampoo. One of those.
Nobody can afford haircuts anymore. That's all I'm saying about that. All right, we're going to start with Matt in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Matt. Oh, wait. This is Karen in Michigan. My bad. I think I'm becoming blind too, trying to look at the phone lines because there's eight of them and they all run together anymore. Let me tell you. All right, Karen, let me find your song. Here you go. Woo. Karen, good morning. You're not
good
Matt.
Good morning.
What are you going to say?
You're not Matt.
She's definitely not Matt. Karen, what are you going to say?
She got a theme song.
She does. 5 days in a row. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
What are you spending $1,000 on your bestie?
Well, what I think I would do is, because I have a few besties, I would plan a like self-care day where I would get everyone massages and facials and manis and pedis, and we would do it all together.
Well, hi,
wouldn't
bestie.
Wouldn't it be fun?
Yes.
Right. Hey,
hi,
girl.
New bestie. Hey, you're my new friend. I mean, the fact that you're spoiling.
Go best friend. Go best
nice.
Friend.
Nice. I'm over here trying to help people with their mental health and insulting them by telling them they need a therapist.
Well, tell me a massage like, doesn't help with your mental
self-care. That's helping your mental health. Self-care.
Fair enough. Fair enough. All right. All right. Okay. Well, all right. Well, so you're going to spoil everyone with spa stuff. I love it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you, Karen. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. I'm really going to get Matt this time. Hi, Matt in Milwaukee.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, I was crossing my fingers. Thank God it was you. Hi, Matt. What are you going to spend $1,000 on your bestie?
So, if you're talking hypothetical, and I get $1,000 to spend, I'm going to have a nice little self-love moment in my life. But if you're talking literal,
what?
I literally did just spend, like, 6 months ago, I spent $1,000 on my girlfriend because I got her a Komodo Island pit viper.
Oh, you got her a pet.
A venomous snake.
Okay, first I'm thinking a car, and then I'm thinking you can't buy a car for $100. Like, what's he talking about? A viper?
$1,000.
Most people can't buy a car with $1,000, my boy. So it would have been cheap either way.
No, but you can buy a blue venomous snake in an enclosure, so that was pretty cool.
I mean, and it is Wisconsin, so you can own so many different wild animals out here.
I don't even need a permit. You know what? That concerns me. Now I'm going to hire someone.
It'll die in Wisconsin. It's too cold.
Oh, well, then I don't worry. Then you know what? Have all the Vipers you want. You know what? Enjoy.
Unless you're my neighbor.
I appreciate
Matt,
it.
Unless you live in Bayview, man, you'll be all right.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Like, I really okayed him to have as many as he wants. I am no health inspector, okay, Matt?
Exactly.
Venomous snakes. Okay.
Exactly.
You said exactly. Why you say it so ominously like that, Matt? Hold on, my boy.
I can bring it in one time for you guys.
No, thanks.
No, thank you.
Bye.
No, thank you. Right. Have a great day, Matt. Yeah, man. Take care, Matt.
I liked you until that. I just hung up on him. He said, I can bring them in? Miss me with a snake.
Allie, block that number.
Seriously, Matt, you're never calling again. I cannot with you. He offered to bring
in. He had a snake.
Who offers to bring in a snake? Hell no. Let's go to OG Lori at Timmerman Airport. Moving on. Hi, Lori. Matt tried to.
Adults.
Matt tried to bring
Good
a
morning.
Snake near me,
Buenos
and I said.
Dias.
Buenos dias.
What up, DZ? How you feeling?
Oh, gee, I'm doing okay. I'm excited because today I get some hopefully better news from my doctor.
Doctor appointment today, Lori. Doctor
All
appointment's
right.
a big
fingers,
day.
Fingers crossed
That's
for
right.
you, hon.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. But nah, we got more important things to get to. What you doing with $1,000? What you buying us?
Well, I know my bestie well, and I would get her a day because it's expensive. At Magic Kingdom, so she could have dinner with Mickey Mouse.
Aww.
She is a huge Mickey Mouse fan.
Aww.
And even to the point for her 40th birthday, I bought her a Minnie Mouse pinata just so she could beat the crap out of Minnie Mouse.
No.
Oh, she was on site with Minnie because she loved Mickey that much.
Oh, she hates Minnie with a passion.
That would have gone viral. I hope you filmed that because I want that video. I'm putting the video of them beating up Minnie Mouse and enjoying it on the internet. I'm sorry. The Disney people are going to lose their mind.
It was crazy. It was so crazy.
Send it my way,
funny.
Lori. Send it my way.
Say, we need that
I'm
proof.
Waiting.
I got to find it because this was like 10 years ago.
Shut up. Oh, my God. Find it and send it to me, Lori. Love you.
Love you guys. Have a great day.
Bye.
You
Bye.
Too. Bye.
All right. So I see the text. Daryl and Racine, he said that he would buy them a Ninja slushy machine to make margaritas in an air fryer. So he'd buy stuff for them to entertain him. See?
See? Those things are lit, though. It's like the $1,000 one that makes margaritas, and then it might be the mm-hmm. same one, but the other one makes ice cream out of one ingredient. You could put any one ingredient, and it'll spit out some ice cream. I'm with Daryl. Yep.
Carl and Indy said I'd give my best friend front row court tickets to the Milwaukee Bucks game. That's a good one.
My dog.
Sherry in Caledonia, I'd take her on a vacation. You can't afford a vacation with $1,000 anymore, Sherry. Get real. Are you kidding me?
$1,000. You might be going to the Dells, but it's still a fun trip. Yeah, still fun.
We got one more. Mike and Racine, who's got his little brother JoJo in the car. Hello, fellas. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
You're not going to believe this. Our guy that puts in theme songs didn't put in your theme song yet. I apologize. Apparently, it's a vacation time around the radio station.
Everybody go on.
You officially have a theme song. We'll get it in by tomorrow. I promise you.
We'll play it twice.
We got all summer. I'll keep calling.
Hell yeah, Mike.
That part. Optimistic. My guy.
I find you fascinating. Mike's our newest regular. He's a professional volleyball player, which I find really interesting. That's a cool little, we've learned a little bit about him. And now we know he's got a little brother, JoJo. So I'm here for it, okay? What are you spending $1,000 on, though, Mike?
I'm buying my best friend a flight ticket to come visit me in Europe.
Oh,
he's going to be going to Europe to play volleyball. That's, man, snaps on you, man. You're a good dude.
Aw, there you, and I love it.
It was between that or, like, putting all of it towards his student debts from college. But,
who's student debt? Your friends?
Yeah, my best friend.
You would pay off his student debt?
Oh Who God, is your best
no,
friend?
No, come on, Mike. I want to be your best friend.
Man, my friends are not good to me, Mike.
Our friends
if we're comparing
suck.
Friends, our friends suck, Mike. Oh, my goodness.
Like, putting all of it towards his student debts from college.
Oh, my God. He's getting out of the car. We can hear it all at once. Okay, you know what? We heard enough.
We heard enough, Mike.
I got to find better friends.
He's paying off their debt? What the hell?
What?
Must be nice.
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse.
It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
All right, DZ. So today she is sick and tired of waiting for her man to propose, and so she's thinking about doing it herself.
Okay.
She just doesn't want to step on his toes or, you know, emasculate him or any of these things in case he's planning it. So she needs advice. She said,
I'm hearing it.
All right. She says, DZ, my man and I have been dating for 5 years. We are reaching our middle 30s now. Okay. So they started dating around 30. We've talked about marriage and kids and both know we don't want to be with anyone else. I was expecting a proposal in the past year, but nothing. I'm guessing he's trying to surprise me, but my birthday and other holidays and even trips have passed over the year and he didn't propose. I didn't want to bring it up in case he was planning something, but now I'm about to turn 36 and my clock is ticking. I'm a teacher, so I want to propose this summer if he doesn't first, but I'm worried he may get upset if he's planning something. Or he might feel as though I stepped on his toes. So I'm sick of waiting for him, though. Should I propose? Anonymous, obviously, because she doesn't want him to know because he's going to be listening.
Well, I mean, she's a teacher. I can only assume that their schedules coincide to some degree.
Mm-hmm.
I like this.
Confused Candace. There we go. Yeah. She's confused. She wants to marry the guy. She thinks they want to get married, but she's sick and tired of waiting on him to propose. And they're in their mid 30s now. She's heard the clock's ticking.
And can we talk about it? What it really is?
Yeah.
She wants kids. She wants babies.
100%.
She doesn't want to keep waiting. Mm-hmm. Well, who's to say you got to be married for that? Now, if that's how you feel about
it,
I'm not going to disagree with you. I'm not going to say you don't have to be married to live a happy life. If you feel you have to be married to live a happy life, if that's how you feel, okay. But then you got to get comfortable with a certain thing that's being uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You have to propose yourself. Mm-hmm. And if he gets upset, then that's fine. That's now a part of the story of, okay, well, let's stop this proposal, because that gives him the opportunity to go, no. That's not how this is going to go. You could propose to me, but no, I already got this in the works. You need to just chill and be patient.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's going to go, yeah, sure.
Right.
And guess who's engaged now, bro? You need to stop for a minute. If you really do want to be with this man for your whole life, for the rest of your life, do you have a ring ready? Because you can't just propose with a little prop ring.
Mm-mm.
I would suggest getting an actual ring, right?
Right.
But you do have the full capacity to propose, and it's only the societal impositions that stop women from actually approaching the man that they do want to be with for the rest of their life and going, you want to be my man?
That part, or not having kids, or the marriage part, thinking you need the marriage to have the kids.
The marriage for kids.
Or
right.
Some of that's pleasing parents. Some of that is pleasing yourself and the ideas in your mind that have been planted in your mind since childhood by society. But you're right,
DZ. Outdated ideology.
Oh, it's so outdated. You don't need to be married to have kids, and you 100%. Can have kids and then get married. I mean, it's so not even. Yeah, no, absolutely. 100%. I'm with you on that. Yeah.
I do support it, obviously, coming from a married man, right? Like, my wife and I, we lived together before we were married. Some people might say that's blasphemous. Oh, my goodness. The adult trade.
Dude, we've talked about that on the show. If you make fun of people who live together before they get married in 2025, catch up. It's insane.
Catch up.
I can't even. I just have to laugh at that. I'm sorry. I cannot. Okay, but anyway.
I feel similar about the concept of feeling like you have to be married to live together long term, or you have to be married to have children, or you have to be married to be happier with a partner, a life partner. It's called life partner for a reason. Nowadays, you don't need to be married unless you like the status that it comes with or the tax breaks that it comes with. And nowadays, neither of those are statistics to the way of the world nowadays. You know what I mean? There's so many ways to work around marriage. Is outdated. Some people are old school people, though. But it is an outdated concept, because nowadays you can get the same benefits and live the same life without having that title.
It is. I'm same page, 100%. I'm going to go to the phones here and see what everybody says. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Lisa from Stallywood.
Well. One of our regulars, our PI. So, Lisa, I love DZ's advice today. He's saying, why do you have to be married to have kids? She wants to know if she should propose because she's sick of waiting. They've talked about it. They know they want to be together, but she's turning 36. And she's like, if he doesn't propose, I'm about to.
Why does it have to be him, girl? You get a ring and you bend the knee. Why not?
Well, and like you said, if it's all kids, why do you have to be married? I don't know. Lisa, what do you think she should do? Should she propose?
Well, as somebody who's been married for... I don't even know, since 2007.
She doesn't know how many years you've been married. Lovely.
It's supposed to be 20 years.
The poster child for marriage right here.
18 years of marriage, and she said, so I don't know.
So many I blocked it out. Anyway.
Thinking back, whether or not we had that marriage certificate makes no difference
right?
in our relationship.
Amen.
Except it makes it harder to run away.
Amen. As someone who's divorced and who got married, you never think you're getting divorced, but it's so true. It does not give you any security like you think it does, but it's a literal idea and a piece of paper and a law, I guess. But at the end of the day, anyone can bolt, anyone can leave, anyone can make their own choices, anyone can change their mind.
It's not actually stopping you from separation.
There's no guarantee. Like, you're not locked. Right. You know what I mean? That's the thing.
It used to be the case. There used to be.
Mm-hmm. Not anymore. So, yeah, okay. Nope. So, Lisa, you're married saying, I'm married, and it doesn't make a difference if that's what you're worried about. Interesting. You're saying we're still together, same relationship, married or not.
Still call him my husband, even if he wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's going by societal norms. Don't let anybody else pressure you into something you feel you need to do. So, no, don't propose to him. Just live your life. If he's with you and you're together and you're happy, what does it matter?
Mm-hmm.
Call him your husband and keep it pushing.
Dang! Well, the phones are going crazy. I wonder if anybody's going to say anything different. All right, we're going to take some calls and texts next. Should she propose?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Oh, DZ. So she wrote into the show, confused Candace, and she said she's ready to propose to her man because, basically, she's tired of waiting for him. She's going to be 36. They know they want to be together. They've been together for 5 years. And she's like, yo, if he's not going to do it, I'm going to do it. I waited this whole past year and nothing. Nothing. So you had a good point. You said,
go ahead, girl.
Why not just, not have kid or not get married and have your kids then? You don't have to be married to have the kids. I want to go to the phones,
though. The point was that it's untraditional. And mm-hmm. The world is untraditional. If you want to get married, ask him. You ask him. Why not?
Absolutely. I want to go to Haley in Waukesha first because Haley said she's actually going against everything we've said. So I'm into this. Hi, Haley. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so you don't agree with us. Well, talk to us. What do you think? You're more traditional? Go ahead. Say it with your chest.
Not technically more traditional, just, I guess, legally. Because I lost both my parents in the last, 2 years, and my mom was married, and my dad had a girlfriend.
Okay.
And she got no say in a single thing. My brother and I had all of the say. Geez. And then that goes for visiting in the hospital.
You're thinking farther. She's thinking literal legal stuff. Like if you're in the hospital.
The literal legal things.
I can't come see you. Or I can't, whatever. You can see someone if they're in the hospital, but you know what I'm saying.
Make the choices,
You have no say. Like, you could be the most important person in their life. The most important person in their life. Yeah. And when it came down to it, you would not be called to make those choices. I have friends that actually got married for similar reasons. She didn't want to get married. He's like, please.
The civil side.
He was like, please, let's get married so that as we get older, if I want you to, because he's a little bit older, he's like, I would love for you to make those decisions. And so they did, but it was all for that kind of stuff. So, okay.
Yeah.
That's a fair point. We didn't think about that.
No,
fair.
I was wondering what she meant legally. I was like, for the legal side. Yeah. Well, you're not suing anybody that you would know. Power of attorney stuff. Mm. Dang, girl, you right. Yes.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you, Haley. Good point. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely.
Bye. I got to read this text from Tommy. This can't be real. Tommy says, I say she should go ahead and propose because I feel like men these days are becoming more feminine and not how men used to be like back then. They can't man up. That's how I see it. Tommy, if a guy doesn't want to get married, it doesn't make him less of a man. I don't think this guy's ready. I think this guy would have proposed if he was ready, and I don't think it has anything to do with manning up.
I hear where Tommy's coming from, though, man. Like, we are in a mode where men are proposing less and less.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're seeing women propose more and more, and I think that's great. I don't necessarily think that's a bad mode in
life. Does
that
mean the women are the ones who want to get
married?
Society
looks at it weirdly.
And not the men? Is that saying the women want it more than the men? Because of the dream?
Women have always been the catalyst for marriage. Right. It's never changed.
Yeah.
It's just now women are being more forefront about it. They're being more direct.
Mm-hmm.
I can appreciate that.
Yeah.
getting married, yeah, that's a scary thought for anybody, right? But it's not so heavily pushed as it being the princess sunshines and rainbow dream with the white picket fence like it's sold for y'all. For us, it just means we have to now, you know, put up or shut up.
Okay, can I ask, you're married. I was married. I mean, I've been divorced for a long time now. Getting married wasn't scary for me. That's the thing about it. Like, I wouldn't have done it if it was. That's why I worry when so many people get married, because I'm like, well, if you're scared, I guess it's scary because it's the rest of your life. But I don't know. It was no doubt is what I'm saying. Like, there was zero doubt in my mind. There was zero question about what I was doing. Like, I was completely certain in it, you know? So there was no, I was nervous because of the event, but, you know, so that's interesting. I would love to ask people how they felt on their wedding days sometimes. We should do that, DZ. What the vibe was.
No, I'm down. It was genuinely nerve-wracking. Yeah, mm-hmm. Quite frankly, it was scary for anybody. It was scary to ask. It was scary to plan. It was scary to do. Scary to be in front of everybody. Mm-hmm. And then after, right, you realize nothing changes and you're still the same, you know, partners you were literally before you got married. Now it's just all legal bounding. Before then, you just it's a freak out. It's a freak out because everybody else freaks out. That's the only reason it's scary.
So true. There's one more caller. He's in West Bend, one of our regulars. Sean!
Howdy, howdy.
Howdy, howdy. We know you're married and you've got two babies. You had at 40, 41.
Yeah, I've run the gamut of things here.
The oopsies at the 41, but hey, they're you got adorable twins regular. Now. And you've got babysitters and your full-grown kids, Sean, let me tell you. Sean, what do you think? You heard what Haley said. She brought up the legal side of needing to be married to make decisions, but this girl wants to know if she should propose. What do you think?
Hey, go for it. I mean, you got to have the conversation anyways, because you don't know if he's thinking what you guys are saying. It's like, why do we need to be married to have kids?
Yeah.
There's plenty of people who are like that. I mean, I didn't, me and my wife's first kid together, we weren't married.
Okay. Perfect example.
She actually walked down the aisle. She was 9 months old when we got married.
Oh, I bet it was so cute at your wedding. I bet your wedding pictures, you got the baby in there now. And now how old's the kid now?
Exactly.
How old's the kid? She's eight?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's so cute. All right, but you proposed, right, Sean?
I did.
Okay.
That's actually how my baby came. That's why that was the result of the getting permission and all that was the baby.
This guy, he's a thinker.
He is a thinker. All right, so go for it. Go for it, girls, what we're saying. Go do it, Candace. Yeah. That's your guy?
As far as like powers of attorney, I mean, I could give a power of attorney to anybody I want. It doesn't matter if you're married or not.
Sean, you know what? You're right. You could write up a legal document saying in your will and all this. And interesting.
Most people ain't thinking that far ahead. They just want somebody to help take care of that for them. And that's why you marry somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get it. It's the security having somebody there with you, but...
Fair.
It's
true. Shoot. Well, now I gotta go get married. Dang it, you guys. The text I woke up to made me really sad. I was hurting for DZ. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Allie and DZ, and it's officially July. Happy July. What the hell? The heliante. But DZ, the text I woke up to, I mean, broke my heart for you. I am hurting for you. Like, I'm hurting for you. I'm in pain.
We're doing double the... We're both in pain together for me.
Can I read the text or no?
Go ahead. I don't care.
It's your personal text, so I have to ask. I'll blow everybody else's up, but not yours. It says...
You're funny.
You wrote and you said, my bad, I was out of it. One of our kitchen chairs broke under me yesterday, and then I went to bed after that. And I went, oh... And I know that you're... You know, you had this knee surgery. You're in pain. That knee has to be... What is the angle it has to be at?
So I could either have my leg bent at 90 degrees if I'm sitting, or it's got to be locked at zero full extension if I'm standing at all.
It's not like you're gigantic or overweight. To me, you're like a 6 foot tall, like, you know, average 31 year old guy. How the hell did a chair break
32
under you?
30.
Oh, I forgot you're 32 because your birthday was in June. My bad. You were. I gotta call you 32 now. Unbelievable. Yeah. Okay, so you're a 32 year old.
In my 30s.
You're in. You're almost 35, my guy.
At this rate, you know, I'm dyscalculic, so I think 35 when I see it written a lot of times. Yeah, that's my own fault,
okay,
though.
What happened with the chair? Because I really hurt for you, because I can't imagine how painful that must have been. Oh.
Well, I just went and posted a picture of the chair on my story, because, dog, last night...
On Instagram?
Night, Yeah, okay. On Instagram.
Soy me DZ. Jinx. Go on. Let me go see it.
So, SoyMeDZ. But anywho, I literally, we were trying to have dinner. You know, we do early dinner with the boys. And I go to sit down after having stood up to get a second serving. And when I sit down, I go to scoot the chair because I can't move, right?
After having surgery,
I'm on crutches.
You're still on crutches a month later, everyone. This is still happening, yeah.
5 weeks later, I'm still on crutches, and I'm going to be on crutches for the foreseeable future, right? So as I'm trying to just, like, scoot back to the table, the chair just crack. Literally, like, I'm talking about a full snap. And my entire body tenses up. I grip onto the table, and I start sweating even thinking about it. Because my knee cracked, my body tensed, and everything just like went black for a hot second as I was standing up. Because in my head, everything was lost.
This is a cool chair, too, by the way.
It was an IKEA chair. That was my favorite, most comfortable chair.
That was a cool chair.
I wasn't expecting that. To be honest with you, I thought that was going to happen in the shower, and that's what had been freaking me out the most. I had no impression that was going to happen to me at our dining room table.
Yeah,
right? Because I'm thinking the slippery shower is the place where I'm probably going to fall the quickest, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, ma'am. No, sir. It was because our dang IKEA chair broke in the kitchen. Thankfully, I was able to catch myself and didn't fall, but the craziest thing is I didn't even have my brace on, bro. That's my fault. That's my fault. That's 100% on me. But it's because I've been out of it the last couple of days. And Erin was like, dinner. And she woke me up out of like a nap to say like, hey, we're having
sleeping.
Dinner.
So sleeping is good. Rest is healing you. It's good for you. I'm glad you were sleeping. Go on.
So when she woke me up, I was like, oh, snap. I was all out of it getting up out of bed already, right? Mm-hmm. So I crutched to the kitchen, and then I looked down right before I sit down and realized I didn't have my brace on. So I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah.
I'm not about to crutch all the way back to the room. Mm-hmm. No, whatever. Let me just sit down. And, of course, it happens in the moment where the only moment of this entire time after the surgery that I didn't have my dang brace on.
Oh, that's the one time you fell, of course. Unbelievable. And you said you were worried that you were taking yourself backwards. Because it has to regenerate. They put in donor, like you have someone's cartilage and bone now, right? In your knee, like because they're trying to regenerate it because there was nothing, it was bone on bone. I was trying to explain this to somebody who does not understand the other day. I'm like, it was bone on bone. There was nothing else. It was knee replacement or this. There was no other choice. The guy was literally walking around with bone on bone in hell, trying to act like he wasn't in pain. Do you understand me? Like, it's
zero cartilage.
It's crazy.
And the bone was going too.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Like, so anyway,
no cartilage and the bone was on the way up.
Does you falling send you backwards? Like for real?
Yeah. 100%. 100%. I'm considerably sorer today than I was yesterday. And the only difference is how much I tensed my body up. And I think this is a little setback, right? Because it could have been worse. The worst case scenario is that I fall directly on my leg, make contact to my knee, and then dislodge the allograft.
Oh,
thankfully, the further I get, every day is a good day that I don't hit my knee onto something. Granted, my kids hit my knee a lot.
Of course, because they're two and
because they're two, you know.
Three and almost two.
Yeah, so they're a little reckless. But I need to be more conscious of how I take care of my body. I need to make sure I got this dang brace on at all times. I've just been getting more and more comfortable. Since I'm feeling stronger,
better.
Quote unquote.
Yeah.
The air quotes on stronger. So I've been convincing myself I'm good. I'm obviously not good.
No.
And having little moments and little spills and setbacks like that only further tell me that I got to really slow it down and take my time with this one because I cannot have this nightmare continue. I cannot have another setback because it feels like every few days something happens that sets me back another week and I'm done going for that, bro. I'm over it.
You just want to be, you're finally at the place where you're like, I'm done. I'm out. Let me out of here. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm over it. Yep. Like, am I recovered? You're hitting that wall, which is understandable. Like anybody would, being stuck in the house like that. You know what I mean? Yep. And even little out, going out a little bit is not going to be enough when you're used to leaving and working and doing all these things every day and being active with your kids. It's going to be hard on your mental health on top of the physical stuff. So, DZ, you're going through it, man. But one day you're going to look back and you're going to do all the stuff that annoys you. Like, when you're going through it, like, I remember going through my stuff and people are like, oh, this too shall pass. This is going to make you stronger. And I was like, shut up.
Shut up.
Nobody cares. And then you get through it and you're like, damn, I'm tough.
Yeah.
But you got to get
through
it.
I'm waiting to get to that part.
Nobody wants to hear it in the middle of it, though. We're like, leave us alone. And then it's on like, the other side, it will be beautiful.
I'm in pain and exhausted at home. Let me be in pain and exhausted at work. Dang it.
Let me be in a bad mood all the time. Forget y'all.
Let me be in a painful, exhausted, bad mood at Chill on the Hill, not confined to my house.
Stop giving me motivational quotes. They're stupid.
It is Tuesday, isn't it? Dang it.
It is. Oh, my
stupid
God.
Stupid knee surgery activity books. Well, who does that?
I would say I'd go buy you a new chair to make it better, but screw that chair at IKEA, man. We're not buying that chair again. Screw them. There's
man,
no reason.
I'm standing up to you from now on. That's the safest place for me.
You really should with your crutches. Okay, we got to get into Am I the Jerk. You ready for this?
Yeah.
It involves something that they did with their children. And I think I'm appalled by the fact that they're even asking if they're the jerk. But okay, here we go. Hold on. And then Lil Wayne tickets, everybody, because Lil Wayne's coming to AmFam Amp on August 27th. Lots happening in the next 30 minutes. Hold on.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so she wants to know if she's the jerk for getting her kids' ears pierced. I went, huh? Is this really a scary? I mean, I remember being a kid and getting mine pierced and my sisters being so mad my mom took me when I was like 6 because they had to wait till they were 13. And it was whole big fight in our house about, you know, the little sister got to do it before everybody else. But that's not why she's asking. She wants to know if she's the jerk because of what her mom said. Which is crazy. Oh my gosh. All right.
Listen to this.
You can text her call, by the way, 414-533-1037. She says, hey, Allie and DZ. She sent this on the Kiss Facebook. You can slide into our DMs over there or email us. She says, am I the jerk for getting my son's ears pierced? They're 5 and 7. And they've both been asking for a while. A lot of their friends, boys and girls, have earrings, and they really wanted to get theirs done too, so I finally took them to get them done. When I told my mom, she got super snippy over the phone. She asked if I was joking, and when I said no, she was furious and said I took away their innocence. But what's done is done, and that I should have waited until they were older. Now I'm kind of second guessing myself. Was I really out of line? Am I the jerk for getting my kids' ears pierced? And she wanted to be anonymous. Okay. What are we going to name her? We got to name these people. 414-533-1037. People always text in the funniest names. She is second guessing it because her mom said, the mom said, you took away their innocence at 5 and 7. By
ear pierce Eileen over here.
Ear, there you go.
Ear pierce Eileen, bro.
I mean, ear pierce Eileen. There you go. Perfect. Is she the... I mean, you are not the... First of all, let me just start and say, these are your damn kids, okay? And this is... She's not asking for advice here, but girl, these are your kids, not your mom's. And we do this all the time when our parents want to come in and we revert to being a child again. And then we want to turn and we listen to what they say. Why does getting your ears pierced take away your innocence? Make it make sense. I need someone to explain it to me.
I don't know if it's about innocence. I think this is, again, a little bit of an old school, outdated mentality because I asked to get my ears pierced often. I remember being the 5 to 7-year-old and seeing my friends with the left earring or both ears pierced or whatever and going, man, that looks cool. Oh, I want my ears pierced.
One of my friends
every time
does
I ask
it.
My parents.
She does it at home. One of my friends.
She does home
piercings? She has a gun, like an ear gun.
Well, nowadays everybody's a Claire's ex-employee.
Honest
so
to God.
Everybody got a...
She got
a piercing gun.
She pierced her kids' ears. She just did it at home. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I didn't, that, okay. I guess it's not, all you do is push it through and then take care of it.
Yeah. As long as it's sanitized, you've got little to worry about. It's a lot of the aftercare too. And if you know what you're doing, it's not that serious. Yeah. But I do remember my parents always telling me no. Granted, I had old school parents. Both of my parents were like supposed to be leaders of the church, so they were never supposed to have kids. No, for real, my dad was in seminary school and my mom was in the convent. So my mom was going to be a nun, my dad was going to be a priest. They were never supposed to meet.
Nice.
Somehow, hello, we're here, hi. Mm-hmm. They didn't do that, obviously. But they kept those, you know, old school modalities, if you will. So mm-hmm. I asked every time I was little, can I get my ears pierced? Can I get my ears? No. I had to wait until I was 18. Then they couldn't stop it. I somehow understand where they're saying took away a little innocence. Do I agree? No. I definitely don't agree.
Yeah, because it didn't change anything. I remember, I barely remember getting my ears pierced as a kid, and it changed nothing over my life other than I could wear earrings.
I think my little sister said she wished she would have waited because her ears grew, and then it changed, like, the position of where, like, her piercing was.
Oh.
And she would have wished it was lower, so as she got older, that's the only reason I'm giving to, like, well, maybe you could have waited a little bit until they were a little bit older or something. But aside from that, nah, man.
You know what, though?
What?
This is like how tattoos are not as racy. You know, people used to be like, oh, tattoos. Tattoos are not. You can have them. You can be dressed up and look. You can look professional with tattoos. You can do all kinds of things with tattoos. They're much more acceptable by society, than, like, for example, when I was a kid. But the thing is, you have to be, you know, older or have a parent to do that. Ears, you can do. People do it. Such a different idea, right? Well, you know?
By law, it depends on states, because in some states, like, the lowest tattooable age with parental consent is, like, 14, 15.
It is?
In one or two states, probably more down south, they don't have an age restriction as long as you do have parental consent. So it's one of them things, like, drink responsibly, right? If you're with a parent in close confines, mm-hmm. you kind of do what you want. This is one of them things, man. Like, if your parent is saying they got a problem with it, but that's not the parent saying something got a problem with it. It's the grandparent.
Fred in Franklin said, piercing Patty needs to bring her mommy issues to therapy. For real, her mom is clearly still triggering some sort of disapproval complex. Patty's good. They're her kids. They wanted it. She's looking out for her kids. Fred in Franklin. Okay. But that's easy for you to say, Fred. Let's not act like some of us don't revert to being children around our parents. We get scared real quick. Don't deny it. And Owen and Hudson better be scared of me when they're 30, and that's all I gotta say.
So you know how I just told you I was about 18 when I finally got my ears pierced. We were in college. Shout out Lakeland.
Yeah.
It was me and a few friends went. It was myself, my guy Tyler, and then one of our guys, Andy. Andy's dad was a no nonsense kind of, like, hard nosed cat. Andy, being 19 years old, went home to show his dad his proud, you know, like, adult moment. Boy, got them earrings snatched up out his ears so fast. We're talking about parents controlling you. Yeah. He said, not in my house.
Stop it, you fool. Dude, I still remember getting my belly button pierced at 18 and coming home and sitting at the dinner table with my parents and showing it. My dad going, put that thing away. And I'd be like, look, Dad. Because, you know, I like to freak people out. So I'd be like, look. He was so mad.
If being under parental control is something real, it's just it becomes a catch-22 when you're under parental control as a parent yourself. Make it make sense, man.
All right, 414-533-1037. She wants to know if she's the jerk for getting her two sons' ears pierced at 5 and 7. She didn't think anything of it because they've been asking, and then her mom said, you did what? You took their innocence away, and now she's second-guessing everything. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so am I the jerk? The moral dilemma. And this one has to do with her feeling bad for getting her kids' ears pierced, and now she's second guessing everything. She wanted to be anonymous. So what do we name her?
What was it?
Something Eileen.
Ear pierce Eileen.
Ear pierce Eileen or something like that. Is she the jerk because she had thought nothing of it? Her mom's saying, oh, you took away their innocence. How could you? Unbelievable.
I don't really understand how, to be real.
Whatever. I'm going to start with Megan in Muskego. Hey, Megan. Good morning.
Morning.
All right. Is she the jerk for getting her kids' ears pierced?
No, I don't think she's the jerk.
Same. Same, girl.
Well, so the thing is, it's grandma is not the parent. It's her grandkids, and she can have an opinion, but she should not Eileen should not feel bad for doing it just because her mom doesn't like it, because grandma doesn't like it.
Nothing's going to change in their lives. Like, for the grandma to say, you took away their innocence, it's not like these kids got, they didn't get abused, they didn't have a traumatic situation that's going to change their life or their brain. She didn't take away their innocence. Y'all know, it's just ridiculous, you know?
Y'all know that somebody would argue and make a logical argument as to, like, you imposing yourself onto these kids is abuse, you making your child do things that they don't want to do. That's when you're making them do things you don't want to do. These kids asked for this. Whether they were conscious enough to make this decision, they asked for it, and you willingly gave it to them. That's a whole different scenario.
And let's not forget, ear holes close up, everybody, because I've had to try to reopen them. Let's be real. I mean,
that's
the worst that can happen, you know?
I have had my ears pierced 3 times on, you know, 3 on each ear, and 2 of them have closed up because I just don't care anymore.
Well, and I still have,
so
like
whatever.
I still have, like, 3 holes, because I had a bunch of holes back in, like, the 90s and 2000s.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I only use 1 now, because everybody did at one point. We kept going higher and higher and higher.
The multiple. Oh, yeah, I love multiple. I love that look. I've always been a fan.
Well, and now they're probably closed. You can kind of see them. But, again, like, I could go get them re-pierced. Again, there's no innocence lost in this scenario. It's just none.
No,
you can poke my whole ear and I'm really still isn't. Fine. I mean, come on. All right, Megan. Megan says not the jerk.
We riled up together
obviously,
on this one.
It's so ridiculous. All right, Megan. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
All right, next up, you know what? I am so worried. I hope we did not lose him because he's been on the phones waiting. Lord help us. Bring them out. Roger in Milwaukee.
Oh, snap. Stand up. It's your boy, the OG. If you don't know, now you know. Let's go.
Let's go.
Roger, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on?
Well, we're talking about getting your kid's ears pierced. She's second-guessing it now because her mom said she took away her kid's innocence when she got her 5- and 7-year-old boys. They'd been asking. She got their ears pierced. Is she the jerk?
Not the jerk.
Amen.
She's not the jerk at all. I mean, everything today is like traditional. You know, this is a traditional topic. The other was a topic.
You know what? You're right, Roger. You're right. Yeah. We're talking about
tradition type day.
And old values, because What Would DZ Do was also about should she propose because he's not.
And I think she should go ahead
and
do
Constable.
It. Go ahead, do it.
I hear Fiddler on the Roof talking about tradition.
Exactly. My whole thing is, you gotta make yourself happy. Whatever makes you happy.
Yeah. Screw everyone else, right?
Yeah, for real.
Exactly. I mean,
yeah. Well, and
it's true.
Roger, Allie, should
stay the same. But other than that, you know, you got to do, at the end of the day, you got to do what makes you happy.
For sure.
And
we can't make these distinctions for anybody.
Oh, good morning to your daughter. And
morning, Melanie. Hey, mamas.
Now that Roger got in, he can't yell about Am I the Jerk later if he calls in. He loves to do that.
I'll do it tomorrow.
Stop it, Roger. Okay,
and
goodbye.
Another point about what I didn't say yesterday.
Love you, Roger. Goodbye.
Love you. Goodbye.
Love, brother. Peace.
If you guys don't know about Roger,
here's something.
He's amazing. He's a retired garbage man from the city of Milwaukee, and he's got a hell of a story and a life, and we'll talk about that more later. But anyway, yes, DZ, go on.
So you don't know about Roger, but Roger knows about you.
He knows
he
about
was your garbage man.
He knows about your trash. Girl. What were you going to say, though?
He's the treasure part of that whole saying. I was literally just about to, now I'm thrown off.
Sorry.
It's not like these kids asked for an eyebrow piercing, a tongue piercing, a lip piercing, a nose piercing. These too young. Right. I do think that there's a line that's drawn. They didn't ask to gauge their ears, right?
Right.
Like, I got my ears gauged. The different conversations. You asked for a simple piercing. You're thinking that getting an ear pierced matures you tenfold. That's because that's old school. We don't do that no more. Now, I will say, I thank my parents for not letting me get my nose pierced, my eyebrow pierced, my tongue pierced, or my lip pierced when I was 14, 15 years old, because I don't think that I would have looked good with it now or in the future. And there are certain things where I am grateful that they put their foot down on.
Yeah, sure.
The earrings I could have had when I was younger.
For sure. Well, because, I mean, let's be real. You know, did you know I had my tongue pierced? I was telling somebody that. Nobody knew that about me. I did it on the air, you guys.
What?
If you've listened to Kiss for like 20 years in my 20s, we had somebody in here doing piercings. He's going to kill me because he probably still works in Milwaukee doing piercings. But he came in and out of nowhere, I just said, screw it, I'll do it. Like on the air, it didn't even hurt. It didn't even
hurt.
You
got that tongue pierced?
I had my tongue pierced. Yeah, I was 26, maybe.
You're crazy.
I think I was 26. I eventually took it out because it just got on my nerves. But I did it. Yeah, I did it. I will never forget that.
Whoa.
It was. I can't believe I did that, actually. I know it's probably people are going, but I did it. Sometimes you think about the stuff you've done in life, you go, damn, I did that. I can't believe that.
Man.
All right. Next up, we have Anna in Sherman Park this morning. Anna, good morning.
Good morning, y'all. Waking up, Milwaukee.
Morning.
Even though I'm trying to still wake up.
Same, girl. Same. So, Anna, you have your own theme song from calling 5 days in a row. Are you going to actually go against the others? Or not the jerk for getting the kids' ears pierced.
Come on, Anna.
The broom is in the total sweep.
Yes.
She is not the jerk.
Amen.
All right. Okay.
Who's going to say jerk? I would love. How would you say jerk in this scenario? Like who? I got to go through the text and see if anybody's crazy enough to.
I would be the jerk because my kids were both done before they were 2 months old.
Them newborn stages, I swear.
See, I did it. I did not let my mama have any control over me.
Yeah. Why did you do it? Why so
I'm
early?
Raising my kids this way.
I'm not judging. Like, I don't care. You get babies. I see babies with ears pierced all the time. I don't care. I'm just curious. Yeah. Why do you do it at 2 months? Like, why so early? I'm curious.
I did my daughter because it was, you're going to look very cute with it.
Sure.
You know, let's do the whole girly thing.
Sure. And you wanted to make your mom mad.
Yeah.
And you wanted to.
If I could run down the list of things I do to make my mom mad, yes. Y'all will have a ball.
Anna, get out of here,
you're
bro.
You're too funny. All right, Anna, we love you.
You do it on purpose.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Anna.
She's antagonizing her mom just because.
I was going to say, it's cultural for a lot of people. She was like, nope, I thought she'd look cute, and it would tick my mom off.
All right, Anna, thanks for calling. We love you.
Love y'all. Have
Bye.
A great day.
You too.
Bye. Much love.
She
you
is
too.
So funny. She said, I went because my mom said not to. that would have been interesting Am I the Jerk, saying I did it because they told me not to, versus this is she's saying I did it and, you know, then my mom got upset afterwards. Well, nobody's saying, wait, who said jerk, big fat jerk? Stop it. They said grandparents.
That's somebody just being antagonistic.
Grandparents are better parents to the grandkids they know better. She's a jerk. Knock it off.
There is no way you genuinely feel like that, because I could always find a way to call somebody jerk or not the jerk.
Yeah.
I could always go against the grain. And on this one, I could not. Not today.
So
no
he
way.
Said, better to do it as a baby. I've always had pierced ears and don't remember the pain or comfort. There's no, it's not painful, you guys. Getting your ears pierced is the most basic to me. Like, I can't, I don't remember being painful.
It was a little bee sting.
And then,
it was a little bee sting. I remember
it's
it.
Like a shock.
Quick.
Then you move on. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's pain to some people.
That's fair. You know what? I forget what I've
your
been
softies.
Through. I forget. I'm over here
that
like,
part.
Go
that
ahead,
part.
Punch me in the face and I won't feel it. Come on.
You don't know real pain, sucker. We
go
turned into
what
Mr. T.
We've been through. I don't know. If I feel stronger that way. Oh, my God. All right.
We pity the fools, son.
Not the jerk. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So, DZ, I'm not going to lie. I binged a reality show this weekend. I saw it, that it was happening, and it was new, and I kind of rolled my eyes. I'm like, I don't need to watch this show. And then I started, and I couldn't stop. Nelly and Ashanti. I could not with these two. It's on Peacock.
Yep.
At least that's where I binged the whole thing. And I binged the whole thing to the point where when
you
the kids...
You want to know what's crazy?
What? You did too?
I've seen it too. I've seen it too.
Okay.
I've seen it too.
Listen,
I'm laid up. Gee, I'm looking for so much TV to watch for no reason, but I can't do much else.
I am so into this because I didn't realize that they hated each other and then they got back together. I didn't realize about that they were together. They split up for like 10 years. And then,
for a long time.
And they hated each other and then they got back together and now they have a baby and they're married and it's so cute. But they have quite the history, Nelly and Ashanti.
Quite the story.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
and it was public for a lot of it too.
Yeah, but it's so... They're funny. That's why I got so into it. It was, I think their dynamic is hysterical. Like, I found myself laughing out loud a lot to just random
at
things.
Them.
At them. Like, him making fun of
at
her
them.
And her
yeah.
giggling,
yep.
her making fun of... Like,
yep.
They're funny. They're a funny
it's
couple.
It's not... And it's not like the production of the show
no.
where it'll put quirky situations and you're like, haha, that looks funny. No, it's genuinely like them. Nelly, you know, saying something funny while they're mm-hmm. out shopping for a bed.
Yeah.
And it's like, bruh, if that isn't me saying that to Aaron, I don't know what is.
She's
like, girl,
shopping.
If you don't get about these people's bed, if you don't get about these people, when he heard the price, he said $500,000? I could buy 15 cars for this, but get about this bed. Get about
so
this bed.
I could get a Ferrari. Why are we buying a bed? Yeah, it's a great show. But
it's funny.
It's funny too because I had a bad taste in my mouth. People don't know this. I'm going to tell this story now. I've had a bad taste in my mouth with Nelly for years, which is ironic because
really?
We play the hell out of him and he just came
we
to town. I never wanted to kill anyone's vibe about Nelly, but boy, did I have a bad taste because of my interaction. So watching it is ironic for me, which is I want to interview Nelly just to tell him this story because when I worked, I was doing mornings. I was on a morning show in Albuquerque years in my early 20s before I came here. And we had all these winners that were going to meet Nelly. And so after his show, I took like, I don't know, 25 winners backstage and we're just waiting and waiting. It's a Tuesday night. There are kids. There are, you know, there's a kid in a wheelchair who's like getting like a make-a-wish. Like all these things are happening. And we're waiting and we're waiting. Comes out at like, so the show ends at like 9 or 10 on a Tuesday. He comes out at midnight wasted. Oof. And I'm like, oh, hell no. And I was furious.
Lord.
Granted, I was in my 20s. He was in his 20s. This was 20 years ago. So I'm saying people can redeem themselves. But that one time really bugged me because he finally comes out and he's just like, you know, oh, there's people out here. No, it wasn't him. There's probably somebody who should have had him out there and they didn't have
his
him out
team.
There. So all these kids finally get to meet him and leave. It was very anticlimactic. For years, I've been annoyed about that experience. So the irony in watching that show and the fact that Ashanti made him late to something and he was sitting there waiting for over, he was getting really angry at her saying, this is so wrong. You're so late. You're so rude. I'm like,
Nelly,
I would love to tell you story about me waiting on you, my guy. I would love to tell you a story right now because I'm thinking the irony in this whole scenario. Now he's mad. He's waiting on people. The karma, baby. The karma.
What is cool?
Yeah.
Is it does the show does touch on, you know, some of their past and the growth that they've been through, some of the things that they feel like they've done wrong.
Yeah.
And, you know, experiences that would lead you to go, ah, so you were the real young and dumb and just kind of making the irrational decisions because you got a little bit of money in your pocket and nobody to tell you no, bro.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Seeing the show is interesting.
Yeah.
Because Wisconsin rocks with Nelly Heavy.
They love Nelly.
I never actually knew this story about you, so that's really cool.
I've never told it because I didn't want to, like, first of all, I'm sure there are people out there, well, I am positive there's people out there who had one little interaction with me that was negative. It happens, okay? So I remember.
For everybody.
I am having a bad day sometimes. I like to have positive interactions with people, but I'm sure you could, there's plenty of people that could tell you about a time I snapped on them, okay? But my point is, like, so I didn't want to tell this one story that was a moment in time about Nelly and ruins everyone's vision because it was, I don't know, and people love him. So now that I see the karma and how he's grown and that he's not leaving people waiting for hours backstage like kids after a show, because he would probably feel bad if I told him that story. I would believe in my mind after watching the reality show, he'd probably be shocked.
No, I agree.
He'd feel stupid, right? So I'm telling you, like watching it.
He wouldn't even remember it.
No.
I guarantee you he wouldn't even remember. He'd be like, no way. He'd probably be mortified
never.
And be like, man, no. In my 20s, I probably did a few things that I don't remember that I regret. I can guarantee you.
So that's my one Nelly story, but I know everybody loves him. And so I love the Nelly Ashanti show. Like, I think they're the cutest, and I'm rooting for these two. I can't believe it. I can't believe I'm into the show and I like Nelly again. It brought me back.
I agree. The show started off a little like corny and
same. Yeah.
Just lackluster.
What am I gonna
do with
this?
But as I found myself just watching it passively as I'm sitting here doing my exercises,
they're likable.
Like, this is a pretty good show. They're likable.
They're really likable.
Obviously, for the culture, Nelly and Ashanti have always been there, and we've always rooted for the Nelly Ashanti vibe, right? But now that it's actually happening, they got a baby, they're married, they're in their, you know, 40s and 50s. It's like, wow, this is the era of, like, we watch them grow for real as human beings.
There's so many different dynamics, too, and ways people can relate to the show, because he's got grown kids, so he's already done the father thing. It's her first, and you can see the two different parenting styles, where she's scared to show the baby, he's just chilling out with his older kids, like, you know? the two different vibes. It's funny.
He knows he's number two in life now again. So he's like, bro, this ain't nothing, bro. I love it, though.
I'm
a fan of the show.
Yeah, Nelly and Ashanti have a new reality show. I just wanted to go off for a second, DZ, because I got that. I was so into it, and I was so excited. So,
it's called Nelly and Ashanti, We Belong Together.
Oh, yeah, that's what it's called. And now, they better not break up, though, because that would be really awkward.
It'd make for a great season, too. I don't know.
Should I play a Nelly? I feel like I'm supposed to play a Nelly song now, even though I'm like,
I mean, what's wrong?
We play it all the time.
Where's that Nelly and Ashanti song?
Oh, I know what I want to tell you. My favorite part of the show, and then I'll play a song, was when Nelly had his 50th birthday party, and he was so lit, he didn't remember singing his own songs with the jazz band. So they had this jazz band. Yeah. You guys, this is hysterical. So they had this jazz band, and he's up there going, down, down, baby, up straight in a Range Rover.
He's like, street sweeper, baby. Hot, ready to let it go.
Nelly had no memory of singing his own songs with the jazz band, and the videos were hysterical.
That ain't me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I'm not going to play Country Grammar because, honestly, Hudson didn't even know that song.
What?
Hudson didn't know what? He didn't know Country Grammar. He didn't, but do you know what song Hudson did know?
What's... Oh, Lord.
The one we play. You know people in their car going, Nelly, I grew up with this. You're welcome. We raised you on Nelly in this city on Kiss. You're welcome.
Grab your Band-Aids, baby. It's Nelly.
And check out the Nelly Ashanti show. Honestly, it's pretty funny. Kiss FM.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Peekaboo.
Baby.
103.7 Kiss FM. Peekaboo. I see you. 103.7 Kiss FM. So DZ and I are cracking up because you're going back to the doctor today because you've been working from home after your knee surgery. I'm dying to hear what the doctor says. I hope it's good news. Crossing my fingers. Yes. We'll have an update tomorrow.
Fingers and the toes that I can cross tomorrow. Full update mañana.
I cannot wait to hear that. But in the meantime, it's been funny with you working from home because every now and then your 1 and 3 year old will come in and I get to see them. So I was playing peekaboo with Danny the other day, your baby, and I was going peekaboo, and I was like, we are so weird. It stopped me and you, and I said, DZ, look how dumb we are. Like, we talk to kids and pets like idiots. We're like, oh, but like, what am I doing?
Society will turn into mush when it comes to babies and kittens and puppies.
Kids make me soft. No, kids and animals. I'll agree with that. In fairness, I mean, you know.
Well, and part of it is because we got to be entertaining. Mm-hmm. You know, their attention span, their care, I mean, their comfort. Right. Yo, you want a kid to be happy, bro. So you're not wrong. You're sitting there going, I said a baby, baby. I mean, a baby.
I realize because you're in the background. So as I'm looking at you in the background, the adult, I'm like, what am I doing? I'm literally going, and then I remember there's an adult in the room. I go, oh, geez, I look like a crazy person right now. And we do it with pets, too. We go, but I mean, let's talk about the dumb things we do to entertain children. Can we for a second? Yeah. Like peekaboo. Yeah. Let's start there. Peekaboo. I mean, the dumbest things we do to entertain kids.
Just to keep a kid in one square footage area for as long as possible, we will go to the craziest extremes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and then you're trying to feed a baby. I was doing the little airplane noise yesterday for Danny because he wasn't trying to eat his food. Uh-huh. And I'm sitting there going, come on, come on, it's the airplane.
Dude, when we were swimming.
Oh, you don't like the airplane? Fine, it's a train. Chugga, 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 whatever you want it to be. Just open your dang mouth.
Open your mouth. When I was swimming with your wife on Friday and your kids, and I kept throwing Danny in the air because he's 18 months, so I'd pick him up and I'd throw him in the air with his little life jacket on, and he'd just stare at me.
He loves it.
And no, he would give me a thing. He wouldn't give me anything. And so at the end, he started to smile a little at the end. But I was throwing this kid in the air. I mean, it's amazing your kid's alive. Like, I was throwing the kid so high and catching him. He was like nothing.
Even him.
But I was like, you know, here I am. I'm literally throwing a baby in the air. This is crazy. Like, what am I doing? The kid is catching air.
You're launching a human into the air. I mean, and if we're talking about change the dimensions, if it was us going that high into the air for our body proportions, we'd be like 30 feet up. We'd be 30 feet up. But here we are just launching children up like it's fun. I mean, and granted, they do like it. We do the most extreme things
so
to keep
weird.
A baby entertained. Why is blowing raspberries?
Why do they love that?
Why?
That's a perfect one. It's so stupid. 414-533-1037. The dumb things we do as adults to keep babies or kids entertained. That's a good one, the raspberries one.
We can't be mad at kids biting when we're the main ones biting toesies. Yeah.
You're right.
We're the main ones eating little piggies, and then we're mad when they go to bite us.
Oh, my God. Why do we eat their feet? That's so stupid. I'm going to eat your feet.
I got your nose.
We are so dumb.
I know we're not writing this list by ourselves. There's people right now going, dog, yes.
Come on. All right. 414-533-1037. We're talking about the really dumb things that we do to entertain children, because honestly, I mean, it took seeing your son on the Google Meet camera in front of me and me going peekaboo to realize how ridiculous I sound. Like, seriously.
What it was me in the background looking at you like you're crazy.
you know what happened? It's like I walked away and you went, shh, Danny. I work with a real weirdo. Auntie Allie's nuts. It's okay, though.
She's crazy, right?
She's crazy, but she's fun.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
We'll talk to you next. Peek-a-boo.
It's a pretty baby.
You're so cute. Come here. 103.7 Kiss FM. We're talking about the dumb things we do to entertain babies and children, because I get to watch DZ's kids sometimes on the camera and I find myself being like, oh, hi, Danny. Hi, Sammy. Like, what am I doing? I'm blowing
so far,
kisses.
You're far out of these stages, bro. Your kids are growing up. You don't have a pet at the moment. So It's like you really sell it when you see my kids.
When I see your children, I get every ounce I can because I miss the baby and the pet stuff, let me tell you. Let's go to Chris in Greenfield first. Hi, Chris. Good morning.
Good morning, y'all. How you guys been?
Well, how have you been is the real question. We haven't talked to you in weeks. Where you been, Chris?
Yeah, right, man.
I know. It feels like it's been forever. Just been focusing on work and the family. Just trying to get in some family time and picking up the hours since the season kicking in.
Well, and it's also June. Oh, my God. It's July now. Never mind. And it's been flying by the month of June. So, listen. Yeah,
summer,
it's fine.
Summer's going. Summer's already over, it feels like.
Well, do you want to play peekaboo?
Yeah, listen. Just don't disappear on us. Play peekaboo, but hurry up and come back. You've been gone too long.
He's back.
Peekaboo, we see you.
What are you doing to entertain babies and dogs and all these things that we do? It's so dumb. Tell us, Chris.
I wouldn't necessarily say it's like dumb or silly or anything like that, but I know with me and my son, like my little boy, play fighting is a thing for him. Like, he has an older sister, so
drives me
play
nuts.
Fighting with him is like a thing. And then trying to pull him out of that, like, he'll get serious after a minute. He might catch you with that right hook that you weren't expecting.
Because it reflex.
Play fight, turn real fight.
That's right. I'm saying it's all fun until somebody gets you wrong, and then you do the backhand, like, forget you! And that's what happens with my
really
kids.
Trying. Yep.
And then next thing you know, now somebody's crying.
My son loves weapons.
Great.
We have to pull the weapons, so once it hits that level, you gotta, hey, pull it back now.
Chill out. Hey, put the sword down. Put the sword down.
Yeah, the back of the shirt. You don't need to take out nobody's eye or, you know, bust out a tooth or nothing.
Take your finger off the trigger, my boy. Set the Nerf gun down.
It's such a hard place. And Chris and DZ, I know you guys can relate to this as parents. It's such a hard place because you see them like fighting and defending themselves, and you're like, yeah, that's my boo. And then you're like, but wait, hold on. I can't have you doing that in public.
You're trying to teach them that boundary, but they're still at that age. You're like, wait, who do I give the work to?
Who's this business getting to? You're so right,
they be on business. They be on business. And then you try to pull them out of it. They're like, wait, Dad, I thought I was fighting.
Yeah, right.
You I got to finish. I got to see it through. You told me we're not quitters, Dad. Yeah, I got to handle business. Yeah.
Dad was laughing and entertained the first 30 minutes it was going on. Now they're not so entertained anymore, are they?
Nah, for real.
Because Dad's problem, bro. That's so good.
All right,
so
Chris.
True.
Good input today. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later, Chris.
All right, I appreciate it, guys.
All right, bye.
Good to hear from you, man. Peace.
Somebody else who's on the phone, she's actually on maternity leave, so this is going to be the perfect person to talk to. Babe's wife, you know, Mike in Hartford, it's his wife. We're not allowed to play his song for her, though, apparently. My bad, Kathleen. Actually, it's not my bad. I did it on purpose. Hi.
Babe's babe.
Hello.
You playing peekaboo a lot these days with the baby?
Peekaboo. Oh, yeah. Peekaboo. Everything. Everything she does. Like especially Eileen. She'll be like, look at your little hand. Look at you blink. Look at you move. Look at your fingers.
Eileen is four, right? Your other daughter?
Oh, she's five.
Oh, she's five. Five
their
now.
Oldest. Just turned five, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
she
that's
sure
funny.
Did.
So you're doing all the stuff.
Everything.
Raspberries.
And where you do, raspberries are like when you like when they get them out of like their car seat and they're scrunched and you put them next to your face and you're like, like right up to your
face. tell me, Kathleen, am I wrong in saying you can never just give that baby one kiss? You got to get 13 of them mugs in a row, boy.
And
what if I do it in front of Eileen and she's like, mommy, do it to me. I'm like, oh,
do it to me.
Yep. Make me double giggle. It up. Tickle me.
Give me some loving,
she
too.
Loves tickling.
That's the other funny thing I was going to bring up. The tickling drives me nuts when people try to tickle me. I'm like, I am not a baby. Do not mess with me. I do not like tickling, man. Annoying.
Your hands are open. I will do it all the time.
I will say, though, Kathleen, I got to see DZ's kids on Friday. His wife, Erin, brought him. We went swimming at Princeton Club, and I walked out with her to your car and just so I could have as much time as I could, and I was putting Danny in, and then she's like trying to pull up. I'm sure Erin was like, get the hell out of the car.
What's funny is we really don't do a lot of like the baby talking and the who's the bitty baby, like what,
well, hey, nuts.
We're definitely culprits of eating the little toesies and blowing the raspberries, but the baby talk, we don't baby talk our kids or our animals. That's where that line gets drawn. So it's really funny when people do it for us because we love to watch it. It is the most hilarious thing because our kids' reaction are always
different.
What
the hell? They're like, you're not even speaking English, you dummy. Like, what are you doing?
The words we make up are ridiculous. I'll be like, oh, look at you, blank, blank, blank. Like, I'm like, what did I just
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.